Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. And if they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks, they had a jamboree. And drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Hello and welcome to 1.21 gigawatts. And together in the studio / time machine, I have Laura Glue. Welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
This is your third time, I believe.
I think you're right. Yeah. 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 Just kind of ask you every few months, can I?
Yeah. We'll give you a little medal as well towards the end, you know, as a third time. I'm sure there's some sort of reward.
I accept.
Yeah, excellent. What year have we landed in?
We are in 1957, the good old days.
Yes. What did we just listen to?
We just listened to Chuck Berry doing rock and roll music, which seems like a pretty good kickoff for this show and for this set as well.
It's a good name.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's... you know, pretty self-explanatory, but this is definitely like one of the sort of starting years of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play, I think, a lot of recognizable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to play probably some things that most of us wouldn't necessarily know.
The deep cuts.
Deep cuts. The B-sides, literally. but I will say all of these songs I actually own on 45s.
Yep.
Thanks to my parents. So about a year ago, they gave me all of their records.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, probably about 125 45s.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I cataloged them. Mm-hmm. Like you do on Discogs.
Dare I ask, you know, like how you catalog it? How do you put them in the right order? Do you have like alphabetical?
Okay. Yeah. And so they came, and I don't think this is what the case is for, but they came in a nice case.
Mm.
I mean, like, nice meaning it's also a 50-year-old case, but and well used. But so yeah, they also, I would say, maybe 2/3 had covers. There were a few that were just like merely coasters that I kind of ended up just getting rid of, but bought some of the covers or whatever you call them, sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yep.
at a record shop. But yeah, so this is definitely sort of like dedicated to my parents, Mike and Bonnie, because this is a collection of of the things that they've passed along to me. And a sort of secondary shout out to my Uncle Jerry, because I'm pretty sure a lot of these were also stolen from him, probably by my dad.
Liberated is the...
Yeah, there's a handful that have like JG etched in them, and yeah. Which clearly didn't stop the thieving.
Yep. Well, I noticed you have one of the evidence materials with you as well, so we'll take a picture of that later on.
Yeah. So,
as
yeah.
proof.
Thanks, Uncle Jerry. But yeah, it was pretty fun to kind of put this together and just basically know that, yeah, this is what my parents listened to when they were, I guess, let's see, like 13 and 14 mm-hmm. years old, probably.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And do you have any particular other relationships with 1957, or is that just it just happened to be the best out of the
box? No, that was just one of the years that had a lot of representation in the collection. Mm-hmm. At the earliest are there's I think I have one 45 from 1953, and then there it kind of goes I think up into the 70s mm-hmm. and even maybe further.
Did they just give up on music after that? It's like that's enough.
Well, no, we have LPs. I think they were able to afford full length.
Ah, I see.
And then we didn't keep the cassette tapes quite as much.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Oh well.
But yeah, so we should probably kind of move on to the next section, and mm-hmm. we're going to kick off with another highly familiar tune, I imagine, called "Wake Up, Little Susie" by the Everly Brothers.
Tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by 10. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? Well, what are we gonna tell your pop? Well, what are we gonna tell our friends when they say, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
Wake up, little Susie. If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. Oh well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal,
I want you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh well, I love you, gal, yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
But no, oh well, that my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My dear, I was wrong to try to love a blue. That my lover was just for you.
All right. So, as mentioned, rock and roll.
In its purest form.
So we just heard a few tracks, and that's, yeah, pretty much everything we're listening to is under 3 minutes, so we can kind of jam a lot in. The first was Wake Up Little Susie by the Everly Brothers, and then we listened to Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly, another well-known one. I think Little Darlin', which was the one we just heard by the Diamonds. It turns out it like went to number two on the Billboard charts, I think, and was actually higher rated than potentially some of those others in the year 1957.
But then maybe not as long lasting?
Yeah, well, and certainly the song and probably the Diamonds. Although it's also, it's a cover, but it's, well, it's like more highly regarded than the original.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, so.
Do you have any juicy stories for us about any of the other artists?
So I'm trying to think, like not necessarily. Johanna and I were talking earlier because in some of the research I did, it was some of the artists coming up, like it's interesting, like what would get you in trouble in the 50s and apparently underage.
Well, I think that would get you in trouble these days as well.
I mean, R. Kelly.
That's true.
But, I think people would get in trouble today, but it seemed to have depressed careers for like number of years.
I see. Yeah, maybe it has more of a, I guess fewer artists, maybe broader kind of, how do you say, like everyone knew their name. So
yeah.
Maybe it's more of a household, I don't know, people get upset more.
Yeah. Or they actually like.
Or they cared. Yeah. They had morals.
Yeah.
Possibly.
One interesting tidbit I read was that I think it was the Everly Brothers who like convinced Buddy Holly to start wearing suits.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for his performances.
And that's what got him killed in the end.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he needed to fly all of his suits around.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
If he just had Levi's and a t-shirt, then Carr is good enough.
It would have been fine. I just read that apparently he wrote a sequel to this song called Pegasus Who Got Married.
Which...
I didn't make that connection.
Me neither.
I guess it's all in the name, really.
Yeah, but it also, doesn't it... I don't know if you're also reading Wikipedia, the ultimate source of everything, but it says it like came out posthumously, which I guess makes sense because he
he recorded a demo tape at home, and that was the only recording with him, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think the other thing that you'll probably hear in these tracks is some of them are a little rougher than others. I tried to kind of get the one that would most mirror the actual 45 I had, so either like the single version or occasionally, actually I think there was one demo version that maybe didn't make the final cut, but I was looking because there's some where it's like they have track, like they put out updated versions like 10 years ago if you're still alive.
Yep.
So avoided those because those sound pretty terrible in comparison.
Yep. Yeah.
But that being said, like some of the sound quality here is not what we're used to.
Yeah, for sure. But I think it's fine. You get the you get the gist of it.
Yeah. So should we move on?
Let's do it.
All right. And so the next track you're going to hear is by the Hollywood Flames, and it's called Buzz, Buzz, Buzz.
Oh, 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 oh. Well, buzz, buzz, buzz goes the bumblebee. Darling, it's the sweetest sound I've ever heard. I've seen the beauty of the red, red rose. Seen the beauty when the sky's blue. Seen the beauty of the evening sunset. But the beauty of you, sweet is the honey from the honeycomb. Sweet are the grapes from the vine. But there's nothing as sweet as you, darling. And I hope someday you'll be mine.
Mm-hmm. Where the woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Get your coconut water,
four,
and it good for your daughter.
Four,
cocoa got a lot of iron,
four,
make you strong like a lion.
Four,
a lady tell me the other day, no one can take her sweet man away. I asked her what was the mystery. She said coconut water and a rice curry. You can cook it in a pot
right away.
You can serve it very hot
every day.
Coco got a lot of iron.
Why strong?
Make you strong like a lion.
Put fire.
Coconut woman says you'll agree, coconut make very nice candy. The thing that's best if you're feeling glum is coconut water with a little rum. It could make you very tipsy
in your head,
make you feel like a gypsy
in your bed.
Coco got a lot of iron,
very strong,
make you feel like a lion
all day long.
Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Get your coconut water,
man you should,
and it good for your daughter,
very good.
Get your coconut candy,
nice and sweet,
make you feel very dandy.
End of it.
Coca 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 coca. Go 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 go.
You know
All right. So we just heard the unmatched Elvis Presley singing Loving You, which I just thought was a fun follow-up to Harry Belafonte's Coconut Woman. One of those probably deeper cuts that you're not as familiar with, but it's like delightful. I don't know. What did you think?
It's a good song, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean the last one or the coconut song?
Well, I was talking about the Coconut Woman song.
Oh, okay. I was talking about Elvis.
You like
the other
you.
One I can... it did make me want to have a coconut tiki drink, though. So, you know, there's that place on Mission Street. Have you been there? The tiniest tiki bar in the world.
Oh, no.
It's next to the burger place. I don't know, like 18.
Wait, is the one upstairs?
No, it's a downstairs.
Oh.
It's a tiny room. It's a room probably sized for about six people. So it's hard to have a private conversation there, but that's pretty fun.
Well, based on that, it sounds like they should use this as like a promotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll suggest that later on tonight.
Well, yeah, especially if they have speakers.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did we... Oh, before that, we heard Little Bitty Pretty One.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That, yeah. And this was... It was really fun. It was nerdily fun to catalog the records. Because I don't know what I can't. I remember like sitting on the floor, spending like a week doing it, and I pretty much looked everyone. You know, when you add it to Discogs, which is what what we use. I actually listened to a lot of them because they have the YouTube recordings.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it was really fun to discover some of the stuff where it's like, oh yeah, I recognize that from. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, Disney movie or yep. TV show or just general. And that was one that, yeah, like,
yeah.
Oh, that's, I know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely one of those that's going to be in the, you know, top hits of the 50s yeah, albums and stuff like that.
That's literally what it says. And this was, it was written by Bobby Day, but this was the one we listened to is Thurston Harris, and it was mm-hmm. said it was popularized by him in 1957. Then subsequently, it has gone on to become one of the best loved oldies of the 50s.
Yep, I can see that.
According to some guy. But
some guy on the internet.
It's good enough.
I have weird 57 trivia for you.
Yes.
I think
we both do.
This first one is just kind of general knowledge. Sputnik 1 was launched in 57.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie 12 Angry Men?
Yes.
Have you seen The Bridge Over the River Kwai?
I haven't.
Well, now you have some more research to do for 57, because those were all released in that year.
Interesting. I love 12
both
Angry
both
Men.
Good movies.
Yeah. And I've heard good things about River Kwai.
It's one of those...
Ron Swanson loves it.
I would watch it. I can see that. I would watch it, you know, if you're on a plane or like you're in a hotel somewhere.
Okay.
It's not something you might be like, okay, we're going to have a...
I like old movies a lot.
Okay, well, so, then you should definitely watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because. The final fact of this session is the average cost of a new house was $12,000. And the average yearly wage was $4,500. So, you know, you just wait 2 years and you can buy a house. Well, three, I guess.
So my fact
yep.
that I'm going to share mm-hmm. is that the Mackinac Bridge opened.
I have no idea what that is.
That is the bridge between the northern and southern peninsulas of the state of Michigan.
I've heard of this state.
And it was, yes, it's where I'm from. And it was the largest, for a long time, it was the longest suspension bridge in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is it's the 19th longest main span.
Sounds plausible.
Yeah, but the main span is like the 19th largest.
I'll accept this as fact.
But for a really long, yeah, sure.
Have you ever driven up there? I assume that's...
I haven't.
I was going to say, I assume people from the southern parts of Michigan never go up there.
Yeah, I never have. I've been to Traverse City. That's pretty much as far north as I've gone.
So you have this other... Now you have two homework items.
Yeah.
Bridge of the River Kwai and drive on the actual bridge.
Yeah, well, and there's actually just this week... The bridge is like made to sway in mm-hmm. weather, and there's some really incredible photos of the bridge this week because of the weather that's occurring everywhere in the country. Oh, yeah. And it looks absolutely terrifying where it's like partially submerged.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
so they need to pull it up a couple notches.
Yeah, they need to suspend it more, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, before that, you had to take a ferry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So kind of like, I guess, the Golden Gate Bridge here, but.
Yep.
Anyway, mm-hmm. So let's listen to some more music.
Let's do it.
All right. The next track you're going to hear is called Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, and it is by Jimmy Rogers.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well, I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and then whoops, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and then whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than the wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, our children ain't numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart and knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. Had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then whoops, oh Lordy, will I do it all again? Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Thank you. you come, don't bend me, way beyond the sea. I need you, darling, so come go with me. Come, 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 come into my heart. No, darling, we will never part. I need you, darling, so come go with me.
Never give me a
chop, chop, chop. Love me, darling, come and go with me. Don't, 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 baby, I'm the sea. Don't, darling, so come go with me.
Don't, don't, don't,
come on, go with me.
Don't, don't, don't,
come on, go with me.
Don't, don't, don't,
come on, go with me.
Don't, don't, don't.
Right. So that was the Del Vikings singing Come Go With Me. The Del Vikings, I'm learning more about them now, but they were formed on an Air Force base, and they were actually one of the first mixed race like doo-wop groups.
Yeah.
I guess racially mixed, not mixed race.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. But well, yeah, which is pretty cool.
What I have to ask what the name is inferring to, do you know?
Great question. The band's name was created by Clarence Quick while talking to Clarence Ringo at the library on bass. Some sources say the band members had read about Vikings, with the prefix Del being added to give the group an air of mystery.
That worked on me.
And then another suggestion is that Clarence Quick had known of a basketball team called the Vikings. It also may have originated from the popular Viking press. So I don't know.
So it seems somewhat unclear at this point.
Yeah. But that was their first hit. And it was released actually in December of 56, sort of locally.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but this national, like the album I have is from 57.
Oh, yeah. You passed the test.
Thank you. And then before that is basically the opposite mm-hmm. of the clean cut Air Force guys. And it was Little Richard, which people, you know of.
Mm-hmm.
The song's called Send Me Some Lovin', which he would be into.
Yes, as we just learned from his extensive Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Little Richard is still alive, and as we sort of discussed, kind of duking it out with Keith Richards, it seems like, for the person that has done the most drugs.
Yeah, kind of defies being...
Yeah.
Defies all logic, I was going to say.
In multiple ways. But I love that track because it starts off pretty sweet, and then he just kind of like... gets into it and gets a little a little frisky,
goes for it.
And then the first track in that grouping was called Kisses Sweeter Than Wine by Jimmy Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Just like great little song.
It's a very sweet song as well.
It was and that one was basically kind of like came down on based from some like folk tunes in the 30s and then emerged in the 50s. But then Jimmy kind of popularized it, but others have sung it as well, as is true of a lot of these.
Yeah. Especially the further back you go, the more you see like this has also been covered by in this list of 50 artists.
Yeah. 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 This is kind of one of those where it hit the charts a few different times.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Yeah, it was about, was the highest. Oh, and this is interesting. Other recordings include, of course, sort of like the folkies and like Peter, Paul, and Mary, but also it was covered by Bong Water on their 1991 album, The Power of Pussy.
That is one of the lesser known versions, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it a hit? Do we know?
Well, it was, they have a Peel session version of the song.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's for our 1999 show then?
Well, this was 91.
91, so. Sorry.
We did 89.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll save this for next show.
Yeah.
I have I am not from here question about America in 1957.
I'll try and answer, even though I also was not here in America in 1957.
This is correct. I Love Lucy.
Mm.
Apparently aired their final episode in 1957. What is this show? Because it keeps coming up in these older
Yeah, years. And it's like a classic comedy.
I have no idea what it is.
So Lucy, Lucille Ball is the comedian.
Okay, I know that name.
And her husband, Desi Arnaz, they made this show together. And I don't know if they were married beforehand. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm trying to like even think what it, I mean, it's kind of like Seinfeld. Okay. Where I think like she was definitely famous and then she made this show that was kind of reflective of her life, but not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just pretty groundbreaking, I think, in a lot of ways, because she was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was Hispanic. She was a working woman.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm not sure if she's worked in the show, but like a lot of slapstick humor. She's like a comedy legend for physical comedy and, you know, like what is it, like whatever, all the other kind of verbal comedy. And yeah, she had her own production company, I know, with mm-hmm. him. So I think she also kind of like
she got a good deal
made
out
some
of it.
Made some money, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And also I think pretty rare in those days.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But yeah.
All right, I'll have to look it up on YouTube when I get home.
Yeah, and I feel, you know, this is literally, I was thinking about trying to sort of Wikipedia save myself. Mm-hmm. And so this is
from memory.
This is from memory, which is the caveat of like, it might all be wrong.
Yeah, it sounds so plausible. I think we'll say that that's true. Otherwise, we'll edit this out and then you can read
in
a very dry voice from Wikipedia.
It'll be like your voice, but like dialed up to match
to chipmunk.
Yeah, my tenor or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
and speaking of entertainment, mm-hmm. The 57, and you may have covered this in your other show, but 57 is the year West Side Story came out.
I probably didn't cover that.
Yeah, which is another really groundbreaking. It was sort of like it was a musical that spoke about like existing, like current day mm-hmm. times and current day situations like racism. You know, it applied the story of Romeo and Juliet, but to like common times and mm-hmm. or current times. And a lot of times musicals up till that point and even after mostly were just stories
mm-hmm.
that were fantastical or took place in different eras. And I think this is kind of based on a little bit more information, but it's my perception that it doesn't really come back into that until really the 70s or 80s with Company and some of the other like Sondheim stuff. But like otherwise you're just like watching, you know, like, I don't know, Wizard of Oz or like Carousel or just these things where it's mm-hmm. not, doesn't apply to day to day. And then also just like won all the awards and all the people were famous from it. And
yep.
And the dancing was incredible, like super pro, like not just fun choreography, but like really,
mm-hmm.
Like I read an incredibly long book about ballet.
okay.
And it was a gift. And and there was, you know, West Side Story is brought up because it actually has like the dancing chops to be part of it. So
wow.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's your trivia for 57.
Yeah, that's my correlation to
It was a good piece of information.
Lucy. Yeah.
I have rarely seen a musical in my day, so.
What?
I don't know. It's lost on me.
Hmm.
but we could talk about that later on.
Yeah, we could find a good musical for you, I think. No. Nothing now. There are some good ones.
Okay.
I think you would like Chess. I love Chess.
Is that, that's the one made by the ABBA dudes, people. Yeah.
And it's about the Cold War. Like, who doesn't love that?
Yeah, that, now that you mention it, maybe I should watch that. All right, what do you have coming up for us?
The next song we're going to listen to is called Party Doll by Buddy Knox.
Well, all I want is a party doll to come along with me when I'm feeling wild, to be ever loving, true and fair, to run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. Well, I saw a gal walking down the street, the kind of a gal I love to meet. She had blonde hair and eyes blue. Baby, I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. Party doll, to be with him but when he's feeling wild, to be ever loving, true and fair, to run her finger through his hair, to run her finger through his hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you.
It's all over. Down here. It's all over. Here I come again. such a wow.
There's a girl around the corner called yeah, honey. You soon know I call her. You better choose me as your partner. There's a boyfriend round the corner called a Butchie. She said that Butchie make a love like Casanova.
Casanova, Butchie, Buddha McQueen, she's better that way.
Hey, Buddha, my dove, are you crazy in love? And B. McQueen, are you crazy that way? You choose your partner.
Choose me as your partner, Buddha McQueen, she's better that way.
You know that Buddha made a boy catch her a bumblebee. Five times in the eye, she punched him three times in the knee.
5 times in the eye, 3 times in the knee. Butch Dover, Casanova, Buddha McCray, she's better that way.
Well, if you choose me, honey, no, I will not be a dummy. Hug me, don't you kiss me, kiss me, don't you bite me, and love me, don't you hurt me.
Buddha McCray, she's better that way.
You tell me you love me, you say you're true, then you fly around with somebody new, but I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the trouble and kind. Cause the honey that drips through your sweet lips, one taste and I'm out of my mind. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings, you fly in this view. Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You say you'll be true, then you fly around with somebody new. But I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You treat me mean, you're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I know from the first time I kissed you that you were the trouble and kind. Cause the honey drips from your sweet lips, one taste and I'm out of my mind. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings, you fly in this view. Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly.
All right, Right, that track was called Butterfly, and it was by Charlie Gracie. That reached number one for jukebox plays, because that was a thing.
That's how you measure it.
Yeah. I'm going to go through the rest of this grouping fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. Before that, we heard Lee Andrews and the Hearts singing The Girl Around the Corner, and just discovered in the as the song was playing that Lee Andrews was born Arthur Lee Andrews Thompson and is the father of Amir Questlove Thompson of the Roots, which is pretty
The good fact
surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then before that we heard Timmy Rogers singing Back to School Again, and that's a track I love his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, he's someone I never heard of, and then I of course started reading, and it's apparently he was called the Jackie Robinson of comedy, and he was just kind of like an all-around performer, sang, did a lot of comedy, and was one of the first black men to do comedy as himself, so not in character. Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. not wearing like blackface or doing other sort of makeup
mm-hmm.
and bits, which was extremely rare. Mm-hmm. And so he did that, and he also sort of like broke some barriers on TV as well.
Nice.
So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, we started with Party Doll, which is by Buddy Knox, and that was kind of a pretty good like feel good set, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And we are out of time.
Well,
so thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you have one more song you want to squeeze in.
Yeah, this is really fun. And yeah, we're gonna play pretty much one of the baddest boys of this era. And really, I mean, seven wives, probably drugs, a lot of alcohol, some arrests. None other than Jerry Lee Lewis singing Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a sugar. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you my hell and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. But this great balls of fire.